Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 275. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Got a bunch of guys on the show bringing a bunch of apps. And today, by popular demand, we're gonna try to do this on a consistent basis. We're going to try splitting up games into a separate show and have all the other apps we talk about in another show. Because we know not all of you are gamers, like Eric. And this might be a better way of doing it. We're responding to listener feedback. Let me introduce the co-host, and we'll get into tonight's show, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. He's back with us this week. I bet all you guys are relieved. What's up, Door?
I'm quite relieved. I did flush the toilet, too, when I was done.
Nice.
How you doing?
My day was going great, and then all of a sudden, about an hour ago, I just became irritable. And I don't know why. And I hate when that happens. Mm. So...
Well, getting irritable is apparently irritable.
It's so irritable, being irritable. Anyway, it's good to have you back, dude.
Thank you very much, man.
Also joining us, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Oh, I'm glad to be here. I'm not irritable at all. I'm feeling pretty good.
You're beeritable.
I'm beeritable. I'm unbeerable tonight.
That's awesome. See, I'm not irritable anymore. You guys cheered me up.
Can I ask you a question, Steve?
Yes.
You must have said it, but I completely did not catch it. This is episode 275. Five. Thank you, sir.
Hey, Dory, you want to give us a quick 60-second synopsis of Ohio Linux Fest and how it was?
Well, I can tell you, the event itself was fair to good. It wasn't, fantastic. I think this was the smallest OLF I've ever been to, but in terms of people, there was maybe the most Podnutsians, quote unquote, I've ever seen in one place. And, there's the network effect and, there's becoming viral kind of thing. What I noticed at OLF was Voxer is awesome, because if I went into the bathroom, I came out and I couldn't find anybody. All I had to do was go into the OLF Voxer chat, do like a quick 1 second message, and off in the distance, I would hear, and I just walked in that direction.
That's awesome. So Voxer served you well.
It served everyone well. I will say that what we did figure out, though, was having a normal user create the chat caused a glass ceiling of number of people we could add to one conversation. So we killed that conversation. I then pulled up the quote unquote, the paid up to date pro account that we have, nudge, nudge, no domain, and created the community, no issues, no qualms, hooked up about 20 of us.
Wow. I'm glad we pay for that every month.
Cool. And I'll add one more thing I thought was comically hysterical. I literally cackled out loud. There was another podcast there, not a Android podcast, but there was another podcast there. And at one point in time, they took a group picture, quote unquote group picture, and said, we're off to lunch or we're off to whatever. In the background of the picture, there was more Podnutsians than there were people in their group.
Nice, man. That's cool.
Yeah, it definitely warmed my heart. Period. There were more than a couple of people that couldn't make it, like yourself, Steve and Eric. Liam Tidwell couldn't make it. John Miller couldn't make it. More than a couple of people I consider really cool couldn't make it. But other people, let's say, compensated, like Info Lookup from New York. That was the first time I've ever seen him face-to-face. And a couple other people. I don't want to leave too many people out, but there's a lot of really, really cool people. We went and had lunch and chatted and dinner and chatted and beer and chatted and walked the conference hall and chatted and more.
I heard you had some strawberry shortcake too.
No, I did not partake in any strawberry shortcake, sir. In fact, I couldn't look directly at the strawberry shortcake.
No?
No, I was intimidated by the strawberry shortcake.
Wow. I wish I could have seen that strawberry shortcake. No pictures?
I think all of us were too happy just looking at it or they were to stop and think about taking a picture of the strawberry shortcake.
Okay. All right. Well, cool, man. Sounds like a great time, and we'll see what happens next year.
Cool.
Yeah. I might be interested. Oh. Who knows?
And I'll say the one thing, I love the fact that I had swag at my talk. Okay. The stage was a small stage, but it was covered with swag, and I had more swag to give away than any vendor was giving away. So that made me feel good. And I will thank Joe out there. I don't know how comfortable he is me saying his last name. So Joe, thank you. Joe from Florida. Thank you very much. You hooked me up with a lot of paraphernalia.
Not drugs.
Paraphernalia, substance associated with another substance, I think of it as, you know. It was podnets related content.
All right, good. Speaking of having swag, we did announce last week that we're going to be doing more giveaways for this month. We're going to sort that out. Tune into Wednesday's show, and you'll hear what we're doing with that. Eric, why don't you start us off this week? What do you got for us?
Hey, who won the G-Watch?
Irene Krasnachek. I can't remember how to say her name.
Irene. Somebody named Irene, though. Has she claimed it yet?
She has not claimed the prize.
Irene, if you're listening, you've got a new watch. Contact Steve so he can contact me and I can deliver it personally.
Email aaa@podnuts.com and then we will deliver. We'll shoot it straight out to you.
Mm-hmm.
Express mail. We're sparing no expense. It's at Eric's, so... No, not express mail. Not express mail. Priority, maybe. All right. Eric, tell us about some games you got on your device.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Did you tell us about your device yet?
No, but a lot of the reason I'm playing these games is because I got a new phone. It's a Nexus. Or it's not a Nexus 6. I'm just kidding. It's a Galaxy Note 4. You know what? It's a good phone. I was a little wondering about it at first, but it's been great.
Really?
It took a little warming up, actually. You know, the battery didn't work too good right off the bat. It crashed a couple times right off the bat. But it's kind of like, I guess, when you install a new ROM and it just has to work its way in and settled in or something.
Now it's running good.
Yeah, it's doing great now. It's 8:21 p.m. I'm at 91% battery. I can't say that it was unplugged all day today, but the battery life is phenomenal on it.
Oh, good, man.
And the apps that I bring this week kind of will go along with my review, because there's a lot of not Samsung specific apps, but they've made some interesting choices on what they're putting on the phone, and it's not all Samsung only kind of apps. They're actually made by other people, and you can actually get these other apps for your phone.
Sweet.
Sometimes.
Well, tell us about one of your apps.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you about this game first, since we're on the game show. This one was not one of the apps that was included on the phone, but actually the phone came with no games at all. So these are all out there from just searching the Play Store and such. This is called Zombie Killer Squad, kind of a fitting game since we're right around the Halloween area. Even though we probably listen to this after, unless you're one of the people listening live. And our chat group is growing as the show's going on here.
Yeah, we have 8 live viewers. That's a record for the new show. We never had that many.
Zombie Killer Squad is a lot like Temple Run. That kind of, what do they call it? Just like you're constantly moving and you got to swipe left and right. But this one gives you one little extra thing. You've got a gun that you can also shoot zombies, because you're running at zombies as they're also coming from behind to get you.
Endless runner is the endless genre.
Yeah, endless runner. And it's got pretty good graphics, and it's kind of fun. It's free. That's
pretty cool. Checking out the screenshots now.
Yeah, and it has zombies, so it can't be that bad.
It's pretty awesome. That's all you have to say about it? It's pretty fun.
It's a lot like that other game. Okay. So you know, if you like Temple Run, man, you'll be right. It's right up your alley. And in fact, it even starts the same way where it's pointed. You know how like Temple Run starts, where it's pointed at that weird castle with the mouth, and then it swings around the camera angle, and it has like the 3D effect as it swings around. And you start running. This identically starts exactly the same way.
Man,
it's funny. And I honestly, I got probably 180 yards into the game and couldn't get past that. So that,
I got to give you props for quote or unquote being a gamer, not being a gamer, and saying you're not that great at them. You keep playing them. You keep playing games.
I'm not a gamer, but I like graphics. That's the thing. I like to see these graphics.
Gotcha. Very cool, dude.
Office for Android is not going to give me graphics.
Right. I hear you. I was like that too. I'm like there. I do have this kind of strange fascination with games, but just not playing them, just watching them.
Yeah.
All right, Dor, what do you got for us this week?
Okay, since Eric started us out with a endless runner type, I'm going to throw in an endless runner of a different nature, though. This is called, I believe it's called Paco Car Chase Simulator, P-A-K-O. And again, if you have any problem with hearing the names of the apps that we've mentioned, all you have to do is go to podnotes.com/AAA club, join the club, and you get a weekly printout via your email correspondence inbox, and you can check out all these games. Paco Car Chase Simulator is essentially a endless runner of you sitting in a car, top-down, three-quarter perspective, running away from the cops. And it's very easy to crash into things, whether it's poles, trees, buildings, trash cans.
Looks like you can crash into anything.
It literally crashes easily, quickly. The controls are definitely very tight, I'll say. It's very easy to just hold down and do like donuts kind of
thing. And you're supposed to just keep getting away from everybody?
Your goal is to never get caught by the cops and never crash.
I like it, man. I love the style of this game.
This game's great.
Well, yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not even one show back, and I said already. When I first saw this game, looked at the game, I thought, running from the cops. I don't know if that's really good. It's, I don't know if I can give that to my kids kind of thing. And then I played it for like 5 seconds. Oh, completely kid friendly. Here, kid, have fun. While you are running from the cops, there's no crime done beforehand or anything like that, or nothing I saw really bad. It's just a little pixelated, like 16-bit car or so. And you just run around or drive around a 16-bit arena and just running away.
Yeah, this is like very Intellivision-esque or something, maybe.
Mm-hmm. It's better than that. It's gotta be at least ColecoVision.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what it reminds me of. Yeah, it's at least ColecoVision.
Yeah, it's 32-bit. This is pretty good looking, because there's even shadows like on them trees. The trees are geometrically, you're looking at the screenshots, those trees have geometry to their...
Yeah.
Leaves.
You know what I was thinking? I think it was the way it was steering around reminded me of like the Intellivision disc.
Yeah.
True. Ooh, that would be a great controller for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cool game, man.
It's
a cool game.
And I'll say, I am not a fan at all of tower defense games nor endless runner games. This was just different enough to keep my attention for at least a little bit.
This doesn't seem like endless runner genre at all to me.
No.
Oh, well, it's endless running. You're just driving. And
yeah, but it's not that top-down, straightforward view. It's like totally different camera view.
Well, and that's what I liked about it. It was a different camera angle to at least add something a little bit different to it.
Yeah. Awesome, dude. All right, and that was Paco from Tree Men Games. Eric, what else you got?
Okay, since Dor doesn't like endless runners, and we're on that genre, I'm going to go with another one. This one, I would consider it's a platformer endless runner. It's one of them fairly simple games where all you have to do is tap to make the game function. You don't have to really steer or go up and down a whole lot. Just tap, and you jump, and you keep going. It's called Geometry Dash by Robtop. This game, it's fun. It's got a great kind of music that goes with your, basically, the farther you play into it, the more your character makes the rhythm of the background music. It really helps. It kind of helps to go through the game.
Really?
But it's like an endless runner platformer. You start at the left, the whole screen's moving right or moving left, and you just
it's a platformer.
Tap. Huh? It's a platformer, but you never stop. It always keeps going.
Gotcha.
And you just and all you do is tap to keep yourself going. It's fun. Yeah. Actually, I like this one better than the last one I brought.
I will say I like the graphics. I like the style of the game.
Yeah, me too.
And the music's really cool. That kind of makes it when you're playing it.
Right. And I will say I've seen a game that at least looks familiar to this in a way. Does this require like super accurate timing tapping?
Yeah. Well, yeah, to a point. Yeah, it does. I made it as far as my son, though, so it's not too bad.
It seems like it's not as complicated as Flappy Bird, but same.
Right. No,
same controls.
Nothing like Flappy Bird.
Yeah.
That's what she said last night.
Okay. That's good. That's good that she said that, really, because you wouldn't want it anything like Flappy Bird.
All right, Dor, what else you got?
Okay, what I have next is this. There's no doubt in my mind, virtually everyone who watches, listens, whatever, to this show has heard this title before. Roller Coaster Tycoon 4 Mobile. Completely free with in-app purchases, okay? I will say I did play, I want to say, I don't know if it was the first one or the second one.
I played three.
Because I was a SimCity kind of fella. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So when I saw this, I definitely tried it. The ones I tried were not a lot like SimCity. They were a little bit unique unto themselves. I look at it. There was more customizations you could do. This does carry on that customization, but it looks like there's also a lot of just generic park building. And I don't know if that was through all of the Roller Coaster Tycoon
lineage.
It was. Okay. So, So then what I'm going to guess is this is actually fairly accurate and close to the old Roller Coaster Tycoons you would get on PC and play on your desktop computer, just in quote unquote pocket form. I did not run into, it wasn't painfully obvious to me, I'll say, what costs money, but it's in-app purchases, and I know they want money. I just don't know what it is yet. Well, there's coins and tickets. I'm sure one of them costs money.
You probably get to build a bigger roller coaster sooner if you spend money rather than build your park up to make money to actually afford one.
Well, I'll just say I hope that's as far as they take it, to where I can get everything out of the game without paying money.
Hmm. Yeah, it looks just like a roller coaster tycoon game should look. I don't know. I don't know what any new features are or anything.
The only question I have on this, do they have ever little pop-up bubbles telling you what they're thinking?
Like, yeah.
Do they? That was the funnest part of Roller Coaster Tycoon. They're like, oh, this looks messy.
I'm not positive I saw that. I want to say I saw like little pop-up like smiley, happy, mad faces.
Yep.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. Anything else on Roller Coaster Tycoon?
No, it looks good.
All right. Eric, what else you got?
Okay. This is an app for you, Steve. On those days that you get grumpy for no reason, you need to pop this game on your app, on your device, and just go to town on this app. It's called Peppy Pals Empathy Adventures. It's actually made for little kids. But it's Peppy Pals. It's a bunch of little stories that help you feel sorry for one another, kind of. And one of the adventures I went on was all a bunch of us hanging out together, me and my horse friend and owl and rabbit and such. And the dog came up and knocked something over, and then all the friends were sad and got mad at the dog. And then the dog felt bad. And then one by one, they came and kind of hugged him and said, "Hey, it's okay, buddy. Everybody knocks over the food bowl every now and then." So if your kids are bullies, this would be a great game to maybe steer them in the right path if they're still like under 2 years old, and they're bullies.
Did you genuinely enjoy this yourself, or did you look at it from the perspective of a kid?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it was a little bit boring. You know, basically, you're taking toys and throw them in front of the animal. Then you tap on the animal. Then the animal goes and interacts with the toy. And then you go get another toy, and you put it on the ground, and you tap on the toy, and nothing happens. So then you got to tap on the animal, and then the animal interacts with the toy. It's a lot of that. It's good for the little kids.
It looks good. And it's interesting. You would expect the animation for a cartoon like this to be like 24 frames per second, like, you know, like watching TV, but it's very smooth. You know?
The animation's really, really good. I do like the animation. The animation of the animals themselves, the way they blink even and look at each other, is really good. There is a free version. The version I put in here is the paid version, which was a free one on Amazon. The Play Store does also have a free version. But for some reason, in the free version, the empathy adventures part is replaced by free. So I don't know if you still get the empathy out of the free version that you do out of the paid.
Peppy Pals. What caught your interest on this one, there?
It was the free app of the day on Amazon, and I hit install instead of just download, or just acquire, because I'm still stocking up. I'm still the game digital hoarder from Amazon, and I get these games, and I know that at some point in my life I'll probably be laid up in a hospital bed, and I'll need these games.
Like 7,000 games you've acquired.
Yeah, and I'll be like, wow, I've never played this one. I got nothing else to do but lay here for the next 22 hours, so here we go.
Nurse. Yeah, but it's not too bad if it's only 24 hours. I mean,
yeah, but Eric,
it's not a month.
You only get like 180 yards into it and then uninstall it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's why you need so many.
Empathy Adventures, I could maybe, you know, wouldn't that be great if I beat the game Empathy Adventures? That would be,
take that.
Actually, I think that I did beat a game though already. So this would be my second game. I can't remember what the name of that game was. I beat.
Oh. I think you got a shot at this one. If I'm being frank, I think this should. Cool, man. That's Peppy Pals from Peppy Pals. Alrighty then, good games, boys. I think that's gonna wrap up our game show. Right? Did we bring enough?
Okay.
Well, we could bring games to the other show too. Okay. That's going to wrap up our game show for today. It was good long enough. 20 more. All right. Do you have any more games you want to bring? Jeez. Twist my arm.
Yes. This game is called Republic. I'm going to say it's called. Very difficult to describe this game except for shadowy touch click adventure. I'm going to say very puzzle based. I will say unbelievably high quality graphics. This is following the trend that I said a couple weeks ago of, it seems like the average Android game is getting much more visually polished. This is an example of it. More than a couple people out there I saw said this is almost console quality, which is much less than computer quality. I'm just going to say that out loud for all the haters out there. I'll just encourage people that this is only a $2.99 game. I personally think my quote unquote bang for the buck rating scale.
That's well a major crash. Well, are you watching this video?
Yes. This game looks really, really nice.
It looks amazing.
Console quality. Yeah. I was watching the video for one, but then I was looking, did you see the second screenshot in here? Oh, okay. I guess it's a hoodie. Okay. I was thinking that was the thing's head. I'm like, whoa, that's crazy looking.
Yeah. It's a hoodie. Cause she's like sneaking around.
You know, I wonder if you can make a game look better by covering up everybody's face in hoodies so that you don't have to try to get the facial graphics correct.
Maybe, but there's some front shots of her, so that would kind of defeat that.
No, that's a good looking but good looking game. Looks kind of scary.
Yeah, it does. Well, especially if you think they have like hoods for heads, that would make it even more scary.
Right. Yeah, that's true. It's odd that it says advanced AI system on the part that shows two supposedly inanimate statues. Well, I guess there is two people down below. All right. Well, since he so rudely went away, I've got another game if you'd like to keep it going.
Yeah. That one was Republic by Camouflage LLC. Go ahead, Eric.
Okay. This game, for some reason, and I don't know if they made a deal with Amazon, you can only get it in the Amazon App Store. You can't get it actually in the Play Store yet for some reason. It's Hot Wheels Track Builder.
Ooh.
Yeah. This, just like back in the day, you build your track and you race your cars on it. The only thing
I used to love that kind of thing.
The only thing is you need to buy extra pieces of track with coins. Like you don't get loop-de-loops for free right off the bat.
So you can earn them, or do you have to buy them with physical money?
You can earn them. It seems to be a bit daunting and repetitive to get to the earning part.
So did you buy some loop-de-loops?
No. Nope. I made a track, and it, in hindsight, I'd see what I did wrong. My track actually ended, and you don't want that. You just want it to be a continuous loop of some sort.
Yeah.
My track actually had an end to it, so that was kind of not so fun. But it's neat to play on, you know. And
How's the physics? Can it like not go up a hill like a real Hot Wheels car can't go up hills?
Right.
Unless it has a speeder thing.
I was hoping that. No. Once you start racing, it's just like a regular race game. You don't have to have a huge hill to make it through a loop to loop.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. Because I wanted to see what it felt like when I didn't make it on a loop to loop. So you've always wanted to be in your Hot Wheel car when you make it halfway up the loop to loop to feel what it feels like to go straight down, right?
Yes.
You went to the exact same place I went with on this, Steve. The obvious place, which they did not see.
Damn. That's a flunk. Major. Well, I mean, aside from that, it looks okay. Mattel. It's by Mattel.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know if they're breaking a Google Play law with the way they're being overly aggressive, making you buy track pieces, or they just made a deal with Amazon for the holiday season to only have it on there. I don't know.
I see. But they're only in Amazon right now.
Yeah.
All right. Well, check it out, guys. Hot Wheels Track Builder from Mattel, only on Amazon store. Dor is back with us. You doing okay there?
Trying to, yes.
What happened?
Next. I don't know. For some reason, Chrome, the people that make it is Google. Hangouts, the people that make that is Google. And for some reason, my Chrome browser is every week I'm on this show, X amount into the show, decides to go boom and stop working.
Wow. Well, what operating system are you running? What are you on, like Mac or something?
Yep, that's my Mac. Old trusty Mac.
Yeah, it's also pretty trusty. I wonder if it's because there's two Windows computers versus your Mac on the same show, and that's why it happens on this show.
Yep, my old trusty Mac.
All right. Well, that was a good show, boys. Brought some gamage, and I think the people who like games would like that. Anyway, that's going to be it for today's show. Do we want to say anything to the folks before we end off this show?
Thanks everyone for their support. Thanks for everyone who does go to podnuts.com/Amazon. You support us in a great way.
Definitely. Eric?
Keep listening. We've got some great giveaways coming up. We also would like your support by podnuts.com/Amazon. And hey, I want to give a shout out to some of the bros out there who have helped me purchase this new phone. Thank you for the donations. I really appreciate it, and hopefully I can give you better content by owning a better device.
Yeah, sounds good. I'm sure that will happen. And guys, if you are interested in some of the giveaways we're going to be doing for this next month, tune into Wednesday's show, and we're going to cover all that we have to offer there.
So that's going to be it for today's episode of Android App Addicts. See you next time.